Next case, please.
Case number 11101, Donald G. DiAquila, east of Route 13 Sussex Highway, approximately 684 feet south of Road 466 Sycamore Road, tax map ID number 232-12.00, parcel 132.01, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make just a few statements to the board.
Okay.
I've been looking at this application in particular, it appears to be the non-conforming use. I think the applicant testified that it was built in the 60s, and this one has a unique history on it, and I tend to wonder if there's a need for a variance on this, and the reason being, it's my understanding that the structure was built legally, and at some point in time, I believe this is in the record, that at some point in time, the setbacks were changed to come closer to the structure. And that's part of the reason that a variance is needed now. And what the applicant is seeking to do is keep the same footprint, but go up. And when I look at that, For a non-conforming use to be acceptable, it can't increase the degree of non-conformity. And when I look at the footprint not changing, I question whether there is a change in the degree of non-conformity.
We've always, anytime you go up, even if it's part of it or all of it, a variance is required, even on a non-conforming. At least that's the way we've done in the past.
Well, and, you know, and that's one of the things that, you know, when I was looking at it, I mean, I think it's a unique case. I think that's why the Planning and Zoning Office brought it before the board, was because it is unique. But I just wanted to make that statement to the board, because I guess I look at it in this way. There's nothing else that is encroaching into the front yard. If you were to walk from the edge of the road and count the setback area, there's nothing additional that's going in there. It's not as though they're coming closer to the road. So it's just something that I was, in looking at this a little more closely since our last meeting, just something that struck me, and I wanted to make that known to the board.
I believe the rules are on a non-conforming structure, you can go out, you can't go out any further forward. You can go up with the Board of Adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Approval.
And you can go to the side.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe is correct. Yep. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Non-conforming?
Yes.
I
just can't go out.
Yeah. I sometimes, and I need to look at this a little more closely as well, going to the side, I wonder if that creates an increase in the degree of nonconformity. And that's a legal issue in many ways. I mean, there's a lot of court cases on nonconforming uses. So if when you look at it from you're looking at a front yard setback, and you know, say this one, they decide, hey, let's keep the front yard straight, but we're going to go over some. You know, if that's delving into that's more building area into the front yard setback. So that's an issue that I want to look into a little more. But I was looking at it from, again, the aerial standpoint. That footprint isn't changing from an aerial view.
No. You're saying it's in the same footprint.
Yeah.
It's going up.
It's going up.
Yeah.
It's going up, but not at basing, which it went up.
The degree, and it, again, this is where I go back to the degree of nonconformity. I'm not sure that it's changing.
And if you did an aerial, it wouldn't change by an aerial view either, then, if it's just going up second story, right?
What?
Well, that's probably something that should be, like you say, I mean, Lawrence has always determined that If you go up, you got to have a variance. And we've heard many, 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 many cases where people want to go. And I've always questioned that. You know, you're going up. You're not further encroaching. Why have a variance? But that's always been the rule, and that's, you know, something that should probably be addressed with the office.
If you want to look it up, there was a court case when I was a long time ago where that same argument was made, and I believe, like John said, Lawrence made that decision based on that, the outcome of that court case. I think it was one of our own attorneys here in Sussex County.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been Mr. Fuqua.
I think you're right.
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an issue that I'd be glad to investigate a little more.
I wish we would.
You know, for purposes, this has been kicked around a few times, tabled a few times by the board.
I went back and I listened to the hearing. In fact, I listened to it three times because I wanted to make sure that I just that night wasn't hearing him address the standards for granting a variance. I looked at the different facts, and there's a 20-square-foot lot. It already has 3,500 plus or minus existing structure because the back structure has two floors. He's utilizing 2,200 square feet of footprint of the 12,600 square feet of buildable footprint. He's asking for a 15.3-foot variance from the front setback, which is a 60-foot requirement. He's already encroaching it. He currently has an auto business. Building storage, he uses it for building material storage and residential rentals for his employees. In the past, he's had a beauty shop and an optometrist occupy part of the buildings. There's a picture in his submissions that shows that there are vehicles parked up to the back building, and there's one truck on the side with no bed in the front of it. Says that he's selling vehicles there, but typically you see vehicles out front if you're selling vehicles. Now, that could be an old Google picture or whatever. He's saying that the roof needs replacement, and now he wants more storage. The drawing that he submitted in the notes, he's saying he wants storage, but the drawing notes that there, and I read it off of here, it says first and second floor are going to be used for office space. Will need tenant fit up when rented. So what he said was he doesn't foresee any adverse issues. Well, adverse issues would be a special use exception, in my opinion. He doesn't think that it will deter from public welfare, and he has no objections for the neighbors. He said he doesn't see going up adversely affecting typographical conditions. Doesn't see anything that would change your uniqueness, and he doesn't see any hardship accessing the property. So I asked him, "What is?" And I quote, "What is the hardship?" And he responded, I quote, "There is no hardship." Further quote, "The hardship is that we have an understanding of wanting to put a new roof structure on the building and increasing the size of the square footage to make it, an easier building to work from." And he said further, "The hardship is that we..." So I asked him, I said, "So there is no hardship?" And then he said, "The building is small, okay? And by having additional square footage for storage on the second floor, certainly makes it a lot easier building to work from." He further said he doesn't see any alteration of character in the neighborhood, but it'll improve the neighborhood. He doesn't see it being a detriment to public welfare. And from a utility standpoint, the property would be much more usable by going up than to encroach on the small space that the lot is made up of. I'm not getting that. He's got 12,600 buildable square feet of space. He said the property's small and it needs space for storage of motor vehicle records from a remote location. That's when he brought up that he had another place in town for extra employees and additional cars. As far as the standards, there is no uniqueness other than it's non-conforming. It is and can be further developed in strict conformity and not necessary to enable reasonable use. There's no hardship other than that he's created. He did not address the minimum variance standard. And the only thing I can see that the only standard he addressed and that I agree is it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. And that's it, you know, I listened to it 2-3 times. That's the only, over and over, that was the only standard he really addressed.
Was the character of the neighborhood?
Yeah, yep. He didn't, like I say, he did not anywhere in there, because that's why I listened to it several times, he didn't address the minimum variance standard. And I asked what the hardship was, and he said, there is no hardship. So I don't know how we, in my opinion, I don't know how we grant a variance that doesn't meet standards.
I don't know how you can I don't know how you can have someone come in here and ask for a variance that supposed to be because of a hardship. I mean, I don't know how you can grant someone something when they admit they don't have a hardship that's just what I want.
I could see it.
I have an issue with that myself down in.
If he didn't have, I mean, if, even if you look at the use of the property, he's basically got three uses of the property right now: building storage, office space, and rental property. You know, most properties only have one use, maybe two, unless it's a shopping center or something like that, but typically of this size, I mean, you know, it's one business in C1. So, I don't know. I don't see it.
All right, well, Mr. Rickards, we heard yours. Mr. Workman?
I didn't get it. I thought he had a little bit of a hardship because he said he needed storage. I mean, I know he was jumping back and forth. But
I quoted it.
Jamie said, look at the case, not what else he's got around him and everything else. Look at what he's wanting to do. Right?
So I asked him, what is the hardship? And he responded, there is no hardship. The hardship is that we have an understanding of wanting to put a new roof structure on the building and increasing the size of the square footage to make it, an easier building to work from.
And for storage and office space. And,
so what if he needs office? If he needs storage space, why doesn't he? I mean, he's got a building in the back. Why didn't he convert that to that need and move that somewhere else or something? I don't know.
What was in that back building? I don't know what was in that back building. I never asked that question.
Yes, we did. And he said in the back building, he is storing lumber for other enterprises or whatever. And the other part of it is residential rentals for his employees.
That's why he can't use that then. Right? Let me answer your question. That's why he can't use that lumber.
Okay. Yeah. So why isn't he asking to add on to that where there's not an issue?
I can't tell you why.
He's got plenty of buildable space. Whichever. I mean, that's just the way I see it. I'm sure, you know, everybody sees it different ways.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Bonnie can.
So you're saying, John, that he hasn't met any of the variances except the standards except the one.
What's unique? I don't see any uniqueness. What you tell me, what's unique? And can it be developed in strict conformity and is it necessary to enable reasonable use? It's developed in strict conformity and it does have reasonable use.
Of that building, he doesn't. Okay, that's what he's applying for, right? He doesn't have reasonable use of that building.
Of the property.
I'm going by the property. I'm going with the building. That's what he wanted to put up with.
Well, the building, why didn't it have a reasonable use? He's using it as a car dealership.
Okay, no, I mean, I'm trying to answer your question. Best I can. Yeah, reasonable use is for him to be able to put that second store and use that building that stated he wanted for. I'm just trying to hold it right to that building, what he's got out back. Mm. Hopefully I am. I might get confused again. But he's trying to just take the building and make stores. That'd be reasonable use. That's what his application is for. He says he needs stores. He brings stuff from his other businesses or whatever to put up top. That's all I'm trying to do. You know, you got a point there. Whatever. I'm ready to vote. This whatever. It's getting confusing.
We haven't heard from Mr. Hudson. Mr. Hudson.
I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
No, that's all right. Go right ahead.
Motion.
He wants a motion. He wants a motion. So.
I saw him wrong.
He's getting me go ahead on that. I called him.
Well, I can see it both ways there. John presents a point that he said there was no hardship, and I guess I'd missed that part of it, but, it is, being denied.
How could you appear before a board with no hardship? Somebody
answered
me that question.
I almost
gotta have hardship.
You know what? I almost think that he thought he was applying for a special use exception in that, and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but he said, the first thing he said was he doesn't foresee any adverse issues. Mm-hmm. Well, the standard for granting a special use exception is that it won't substantially affect adversely the use of adjacent neighboring properties. He wasn't prepared to address the standards of a variance. We had to give him a copy of that. So I guess that's how you appear before board and not be even prepared.
Yeah, we've had him do that before.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion.
Yep.
Make a motion that we deny case number 11,101 based on the applicant creating his own, how do I word that again, is creating his own practical difficulty.
What is, no, I'm not, nope, I'm not going to say nothing else, nope, okay. Have a second to that motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we deny case number 11,101. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Nay.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Calloway?
Nay.
So by a vote of 3-2, case number 11,101 is denied. Okay.